Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Countless roads are closed across the Maranoa today, with many flood warnings still current for parts of southern inland and southwest catchments. Floodwaters have cut off the Carnarvon Highway, closed to all traffic, while in Dalby, water is flowing over Mayall Street, Edward Street and the Moonee Highway. A major flood warning is still in place for the Ballon, Maranoa, Condamine, Moonee, Weir and Warrego River catchments. Rental anxiety isn't just affecting younger Queenslanders. More than 172,000 people aged over 55 are renting across the state, with 11.7% in that age bracket in the South Burnett. Darren Young from the Council on the Aging says they are hearing some are struggling to navigate the rental market.
If they are able to rent, they don't want to lose that rental, because that really does pose a challenge. One, both the insecurity of not having a place, and also two, how do I simply, you know, then compete with all the hundreds of other people?
The search for a woman missing from Toowoomba has ended, with the 33-year-old being found safe and sound on Sunday afternoon. Police held serious concerns for the Stanthorpe local after she went missing from her hometown on April 3, before spending a couple of days in Toowoomba. The case is now closed. And a Queensland political psychologist claims the leadership shake-up within local government could be a message from voters. Multiple mayors across Queensland have been replaced with new blood, while the new Toowoomba Regional Council includes 8 incumbents and 2 new councillors. UQ's Dr. Frank Moles says sometimes people vote the opposite way in a local election to indicate frustration to the higher levels of government.
But come the national or federal election, or in our country state elections, often people start to crawl back to their original homes, so to speak. So the Labour Party or Liberal voter might go back to voting for their usual colours.